You heard it on 88 at 4:06. And as promised, our friends from Tops at Lifestyle, M. Dowling and Valencia Maguaza, are in the house. I missed you guys last week.
Yes, Dave. Hey. I wonder where you went to.
I was in Cape Town, and I was thinking about you.
Wow.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, that's, it's pretty. We flew over the I wanted to ask you, I saw a lot of vineyards undercover. Have you noticed that? Why do they grow?
Boards, Dave.
Is it?
Boards. Mostly they cover them for boards, depending on for shade as well. But mostly the boards, because the grapes now are ready for harvesting.
Oh.
So the boards now will go in and have a field day.
I was amazed at the huge expanse of netting or whatever they use. It must be acres and acres or hectares undercover. Well, as you say, they've got to protect the crop.
Possibly, I don't know, they had, maybe the odd locusts down there as well that might happen to pop in and have a meal.
So this is the high-tech way of making sure that the wine keeps flowing, which is what we are talking about today, the wine. From Tops at Lifestyle, we have now decided upon the idea that we should be not only talking about this subject on radio, but from literally the next edition of our fabulous, what used to be the Weekender subscriber-based newsletter, which you can subscribe to absolutely free. It gives you all the latest hints and tips and links and clicks and whatever it is that keeps you connected to the wonderful world of everything that's hot and happening. Well, we're going to be featuring a regular, it'll be a fortnightly edition, so you'll be getting maybe even two wine suggestions, because we're going to be covering a weekly thing. So there it is, and today the lovely Valencia, I'm sure you made the selection, isn't that so? Because it's definitely a pink drink.
Yes, it's a very beautiful one. Even if it says outside,
I was saying it's a pink drink because it's a
it's a she.
It's called she.
Yes,
and that's
it's a
about
she.
It.
It's a she. So it's a nice rosé, Chardonnay, Pinot Noir. It's new to us so far. We are the only one that got it so far.
So this is the first for the North Coast?
Yes.
And I'm looking at the bottle. It's unusual in that it doesn't have
definitely,
a label.
Definitely.
It's the name is kind of emblazoned on it. It might be a sticker. I don't know. But it looks like it's a see-through. So that's a departure. It doesn't have a neck label, as far as I can tell. And it is a very beautiful color, but I always get suspicious when you see one of these quirky-looking things with a name like she.
She.
I mean, it could be like strawberry lips or one of those disgusting drinks that some people adore. But I mean, you can't really be serious about it.
No, Dave, it's stunning. As Valencia said, it's a lovely blush. It's a Chardonnay Pinot Noir with the same grapes what they use in making your traditional MCC, but it's from Welterfrieda. Welterfrieda Estate, the Younger family.
They're just modernizing, are they? They're aiming at a different market.
That's it.
But it's a quality, would you say it's a quality wine?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, okay.
Definitely. It's one aimed at for, I think they're launching it for Valentine's. It's a lovely one for Valentine's.
Yes.
Okay. I just can't see too many guys sitting down and sharing a bottle of she, because it's a very feminine looking.
Yeah,
everything about it is very. I mean, anyway, here it says, listen to this. Who is she? She is refreshing. She is subtle. She is elegant. She is beautiful. She joins the Cape Wine Crafters family of wine brands. And although so subtle, she makes her presence known from the outset. She's a dry rosé of Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. And speaks of elegance and sophistication. The rose gold bottle printed design of She is modern and minimalist. The back text simply states, She is worth far more.
Yes.
Wow, there you go. That's a departure, hey?
Yeah.
All right, so tell us how much more she is worth. What does it retail for? I'm nervous now.
Actually, she worth a million.
She's worth a million.
No, right, the bottle is only 119 rand 99.
100 and?
19 rand 99.
So I call it 120 and I'll be with you.
100%.
Because, you know,
right,
that retailer speak. I mean, you know, it works for some people, but not for the sophisticated mind. Like me and you. Okay, so 120 bucks, that's not going to break the bank. But you say, and I'm looking at you because you guys know your when it comes to wine, you're the experts. You would put your reputation on the line here. Eamon and Valencia, you're going on record now. This, you say, is a good wine.
Yes.
It is.
Yes, definitely.
And what would you say that goes well with? Is it a pairing wine, or can one simply just enjoy it on a hot afternoon as the sun starts to go down? You could just pour a shot and say, well, maybe we should do that. Maybe we should play a tune and then come back and we'll have a little splash for you. How about that? I think that's a fantastic idea. Let's play Bon Jovi. No, let's not do that. Let's play Christina Aguilera, What a Girl Wants, because it's she.
Because
wine.
It's
Here
she.
We go.
What a girl wants. Set you free. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever keeps me in your arms.
Yeah, come on.
Ooh, yeah. I wanna thank you for giving me time to breathe. I could rock you with slow patiently while I got it together, while I figured it out. But I never touched, 'cause in my heart was a picture of us holding hands, making plans. And it's lucky for me, you understand. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free. And I'm thanking you for knowing exactly what a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever keeps me in your arms.
Well, with Christina in the background, What a Girl Wants, I can tell you right now, is a bottle of She Dry Rosé Chardonnay Pinot Noir. Because we were talking about it earlier, and I was saying, guys, put your reputation on the line. Tell me, is it good? Because it could be a gimmick. And now that we have tasted, well, all I can say is that you certainly know your oats, because... Or no, your wines, because as they say in the tasting notes, there are hints of fresh rose petal, jasmine, and the first touch of spring. The taste reveals strawberries, watermelon, pink lady apples. The body is elegant and the taste delicate and deliciously dry. All of which is tick, 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 tick. It's all there. Comes out of the bottle ready to delight. It is. It's gorgeous.
It is absolutely delicious.
Terribly impressed.
Mm. It's the first time I'm tasting it as well.
And at that price point, you could push the boat out a bit and buy a couple of bottles. No, considering that it's only available right now at Tops at Lifestyle, you've got to get down to Lifestyle and meet the team. It's First Thursday. Are you guys sitting doing a little bit of tasting at...
Yes, Dave. We're going to be doing First Thursday in collaboration with the gallery later from... We'll start there from 6 till 8. We have Valdo Proseccos to taste, and we also have Paul René MCC well. So we've got the three types of the Paul René MCC there. And I think
that is the Method Cup Classique. So it's champagne, but it's not, because you're allowed to use the term. But it's good. It's sparkling wine, good stuff.
The best.
Celebrating the first Thursday. But you're not going to be tasting this She, which is a pity, because, wow, I know, it's worth tasting. Are you going to have a tasting?
From next week, Dave, we'll be launching back into the weekends with our in-store tastings. And hopefully down the line, we'll
She will feature.
She will feature, yes.
But right now, you've got stock available, ready on the shelves?
All there on the shelf, yeah.
Go and get it, folks. It is good. Gorgeous, even though I made nasty comments about the look, it actually is very elegant. The bottle is beautiful. It is definitely, I would suggest to you, it is definitely aimed at the sophisticated lady who lunches or dines and enjoys life the Belito way, and any other way you like to mention it. And a bottle of that or two would go down just splendidly. But I would still suggest also it would pair very nicely with a lovely Italian a light pasta, I would say. Perfect.
A light pasta, Dave, or as I said before, maybe even a fish.
Mm.
Light fish, fish done on the braai or on the grill.
Well, there we go. Now, top tip is that the new fishmonger at the market. Have you been to see them? They have opened an extension. Well, it's not really an extension of fish, because it's a separate entity, but it gives you now the opportunity to go along and buy fresh fish or you know, whatever seafood your fancy takes you, and you do it at home with a beautiful case or two of you will be the most popular host in town or hostess. My very special guests, Valencia Maguaza, Eamon Darling. I look forward to catching up in a week's time with more Wine of the Week from Tops at Lifestyle. And right now the show continues.